Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you on this Friday. Cowboys corner Deron Bland is on the line to discuss his standout rookie campaign. So, Deron, thanks again for joining me, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. As I talked a little bit about you before we started recording, you know, Cowboy fan, so you're a Cowboy, you're on the podcast, it makes these interviews a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? So how about them Cowboys? I'm on the line with with J.J. Wilcox. We have podcasts throughout the season, and so that's always our tag phrase. But Deron, it's a pleasure to have you on, man. You had a sensational rookie season for the Dallas Cowboys, and really impressed by the way you've been able to produce first year in the NFL.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
So let's talk a little bit about your draft day experience, Deron. You were a day three pick, 2022 NFL draft. You had to wait a little bit to hear your name called in the fifth round. And the Dallas Cowboys do release those little secret audio calls, and I know they did one on you. That phone rang, Deron, and it was Will McClay on the other end. Talk a little bit about your emotions that day.
It was crazy. When I even got the call, I was doing something, and like, when I seen the call coming, and like I seen that the area code said Texas, it was like everything just stopped and slowed down for a second. And then just hearing like hitting the same, how does it feel to be a Dallas Cowboy? Really couldn't really put into words at that moment. Like even on the radio, it was crazy. I even had an interview after that. It was just I couldn't really say anything after that.
Yeah, and then I saw in the video Will McClay tosses the phone at Jerry Jones, and then he talks to you. I can imagine, man, you were probably like, "What the heck is going on right now?"
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. It was like out of the world experience right there.
That's crazy. I always like asking these draft day experience questions because it's such a whirlwind. Now, I will ask you this, Deron. Did you have an idea that the Dallas Cowboys had you on their radar?
Yeah, I had an idea, especially because they were my first visit. So I kind of had an idea that I was on their radar.
You're talking a little bit about transitioning from college to the NFL because shortly after you were drafted, you have the rookie mini camp, and then you have OTAs, and then you get into, of course, the training camp at the end of July. Was it challenging for you at all to make that transition, Deron, or not really?
Not so much since I was kind of like I was already in it, but it's a little faster in the way you got to think.
Picking up the playbook and the packages and the schemes, what was that like, trying to study, making sure you knew all the terminology?
It was rough at first, but it got a lot easier with the vets in the room helping us and everything too.
I'm glad you brought up veteran players, Deron. Who were some of those veteran players in the locker room that you latched onto to help that transition?
I kind of took a bit from every vet in the room. I'll probably say one I took from was Jordan Lewis. CJ Goodwin, and then really just watching all the safeties and really all the DBs in the room. but just being in the room, you can just see how the vets think, and like it kind of opens your eyes to see your different views and give you more ideas like how to read stuff and everything.
What was your welcome to the NFL moment? Did you have one at all in training camp when you went up against maybe CeeDee Lamb, or you had a play go on in the preseason where you're just like, man, well, that certainly welcomed me to the NFL. Was there any funny moment like that for you?
I'll probably say my first. It was probably training camp. And I was like having a bad day of practice, and like it felt like nothing was going right.
No doubt. And I'm sure it helps having Dan Quinn and Al Harris in your corner. I know Al Harris, obviously a former NFL cornerback of himself, and a lot of players speak highly about him. How have you enjoyed playing for Al Harris?
Oh, it's been great. You know, it's always great to have somebody like that that's been playing. I played in the league for so long and did the things that he did, and just to learn from them.
Let's talk a little bit about the season now, Deron. Your first interception came against the Commanders, Carson Wentz, week 4. What do you remember about that play?
Really, all I remember is just like really the ball going in the air. And then next thing you know, I'm like, it got, once I caught the ball, and like everything went silent. And then it was like my eyes just closed. And next thing I know, I wake up. It was like out of a dream and just hear everybody screaming and stuff.
That's crazy. Did you hold on to the ball though? That's the most important question.
Yeah, I did. I like during the celebrate, I actually dropped the ball. And one of my teammates like went back and grabbed it for me.
Yeah, because there's been some stories where some of the players would be like, yeah, I got my first interception, but then I threw the ball away or I couldn't recover it. But, I mean, it's not like you needed that one because you did finish the season with 5 interceptions, Deron. You tied the Cowboys franchise record for most interceptions by a rookie DB. Safety Roy Williams, cornerback Darren Ross each had 5 as rookies in 2002. But when you're talking about being in that type of conversation as a rookie for the Dallas Cowboys, what does that accolade mean to you?
It's crazy just to be in the accolade as a rookie. It was not really like something it wasn't really like a goal of mine. It was really just kind of it just came with it, just doing the work. So it feels great just even to be in that category of guys too.
The Cowboys finished the season.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
With a 12-5 record, went on to defeat the Buccaneers in the first round of the playoffs. Then were eliminated by the Niners in the divisional round, which was a very upsetting weekend, I'm sure for you all, for me as a fan. You're talking about valuable playoff experience, Deron, for you in your rookie season. How do you think that experience can fuel the team to higher levels in the coming season?
I mean, it was one step better than the season before, and we feel like we were able to do it the last year, and we're going to keep continuing feeling like we're going to be able to do it next year. Just keep doing our job and try to keep us together.
You were able to go against Tom Brady one last time before you retired in the first round. Considering all the different quarterbacks that you faced in year one, was that special for you, Deron, to be able to play against the GOAT of the NFL?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely special, you know, especially as a guy that you grew up basically watching and you get to play against him in his last game. And so it was kind of like best thing to play in that game. As my rookie season.
Let's talk about Dan Quinn now. Regarded as one of the top defensive minds in the NFL, well-respected by all his players, going all the way back to Atlanta, and he decides once again to return to the Dallas Cowboys. He was in talks with some head coaching jobs. The Broncos, I know, were a team, but he decides to come back. How big is that for the Dallas Cowboys? What can you say about the impact he has on the defense?
Oh, it's great. He keeps us together, everybody together. And he's just so smart on the defense. He makes everything easier for his players and everything. So we can just go out there and play. It's great playing for him.
He's a very fiery guy, Deron. It looks like on the sidelines, even in the press box. I know that he looks like the guy is just spitting fire the entire game. What does that element bring to your defensive back room, especially when you're preparing during the week?
Oh, it's like a jump start, you know. You got a coach like that that's able to bring some energy, and it really just hypes you up, like, makes you get ready to play for a guy like that.
So you just put together a great rookie season. We've talked about it on the podcast already. 54 total tackles, 38 solo, 1 tackle for loss, 5 interceptions, 7 pass defenses. You just started 8 games, all right? So, I mean, who knows? Your numbers could have been inflated even more if you started the whole year. What keeps you motivated, Deron, to improve upon such an impressive rookie season as you now prepare for year number 2?
Asking myself just, what more can you do? I really just see, like, how can you get better from last season? That's what keeps you going. I really look for much more. Really just trying to hone in on like my team and my details.
I'd imagine for you, you're preparing for a full-time starting role. You did take over a starting position as the season went on. Have you had those talks with Dan Quinn, with Al Harris? Is there that expectation that, hey, Deron, you're coming in, you're one of our starters, bona fide from week one? Is that something that has already been discussed?
Not fully, but they have talked to me about, like, just be ready. I haven't really talked too much about what kind of role I'm having coming into yet, but they just said be ready, and just try to be ready to top the season of last year. So.
Understandable. How have you been spending your off season, Deron? I know you talked about it, man. It feels weird. You're not in school anymore. You kind of have some free time. What have you been up to?
Nothing much. Just playing some video games.
You playing some Madden or what?
Play a little bit of Madden. Mostly 2K and like shooting games like Apex, Call of Duty.
Who's your team in NBA?
I kind of go over like my family a little bit, like the Lakers.
Oh, so, man, come on, man. I was hoping you were going to say the Dallas Mavericks.
I don't really watch basketball enough to have be fans, really.
I'll let you off the hook on this one, man. Just next time, be prepared to say the Dallas Mavericks.
I got you.
All right, so Deron, a lot of fans are excited about you after year one. What's your message to them as you prepare for the 2023 season? What can we expect to see from number 26 in the new year?
I really just say just tune in. Just be ready for another good season. Try to be better from that last season and see where we end up at.
As we close out the interview, what can you say about Dak Prescott, man? Big time leader. You know that he's got all the intangibles. How does the team rally around number 4?
Oh, he's one of our biggest motivators as one of the players. He was one of the guys that keeps us together, just either when we up or down. Like, just he always keeps us in that neutral kind of mindset. That's what our motto is throughout the years, is being neutral. So he kind of keeps us together with that.
Well, the NFL draft is coming up in April for all the new prospects. You were just there last year. Are you looking forward to seeing where some of these players end up? And how tuned in are you going to be about the Dallas Cowboys? Are you going to be invested on who the Cowboys draft in April?
I mean, I'm going to be watching a little bit, but I just hope the guys out there getting drafted, you just have fun coming into the rookie year.
Cool. Well, Daron, I appreciate your time, man. Thanks again for joining the podcast. I know that you're on off-season mode. Again, congratulations on such a great 2022 season. Blessings to you and your family, and looking forward to seeing you take the field for the Dallas Cowboys this coming season.
Thank you.
Take care. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.